Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horik and myself, Elias Krum, and brought to you by Marketing Guys, the MarTech agency based out of the Netherlands. Welcome to this new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast, on which today we're going to talk about AI and the impact of AI to you as a marketer. And I have a very interesting guest here today, Arushi Jain, who is the founding marketer and marketing director currently at Typeface. And Typeface is all about AI, but she's going to explain that in a bit. But Arushi, could you introduce yourself a little bit about your background and Typeface to the audience?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me on the show, Elias. And hi, everyone. I'm Arushi, as Elias mentioned. I was our first marketer at Typeface and now leading a lot of our core product marketing and go-to-market efforts. What I'm excited about is my entire career has started in marketing, especially in early to mid-stage startups. Got excited about technology early days when I was at college at Stanford, and then migrated more into the tech space when I saw the potential of really harnessing kind of next-gen technologies. And when I saw AI and the power of what it can do for creators and marketers, that got me more excited finding something that can actually impact my everyday workflow as well as all of my colleagues and teammates I work with. So that's really what brought me to Typeface and seeing the journey of fusing the passions of how can you really tell your brand stories, but in an authentic and relatable voice and in a way that supercharges your own workflows in a very different way with technology? That was something that was incredibly a powerful story and vision from our founder, Abe, and excited to just to be part of it and bringing it to marketers everywhere.
Nice. So what does Typeface do? Because the audience might not have taken a look at your website yet. They might not know you, but I have taken a peek at your website. But what do you guys offer?
Yes, absolutely. Great question. So there is a lot of talk around generative AI. I think everybody's seen, like, with the ChatGPT moment, it's becoming the word of the moment. And there's a lot of hype around it. So a lot of the questions we hear is like, what is hype and what's real? So with Typeface, what we're really doing is we've been founded from the start, even before there was the GPTs and the Dollies of the world, of how can you use this new technology with Gen AI, this shift that was coming, that's really going to change how we interact with technology in a different way for marketers, creative employees at work. And so what I mean by that is think about any kind of content that you're producing every day, and across all your different channels, whether that be your landing pages, your social media campaigns, your paid ads, e-commerce pages to drive traffic to your shoppable content and the products and services you're selling online, or even job postings to attract talent. How can you use AI to really be able to drive and create more content at a speed that was previously impossible, but in a way that actually sounds and feels like you? So that was Typeface. It's bringing the power of generative AI, but with a really unique brand personalization, brand safety lens, so that any employee can really bring their ideas to life without the traditional barriers to creation.
Cool. So you're talking about both written and visual content, right?
Yes, if we think about marketers and think about how you're interacting, Elias, right now we're actually doing audio content, right? So content is in so many different mediums, and there's new storytelling mediums that will always come about. So whether that's copy, whether that's images, video, audio content, how can you create those stories in all these different formats? So you may have heard a term called multimodal AI. It's starting to be used, but in a very tech speak term, but in human speak, what that really means is, can I use AI to create different types of mediums and different types of content? So Typeface started from the start creating text and visual generation. We just recently announced acquisition that we're adding more video generation, and we can work with different modalities like video and audio and actually convert that into different types of mediums for storytelling.
Love it. So I, as a marketer, am using generative AI on a daily basis. We might be ahead of the curve a little, but because I hear when I talk to different marketers that it's all very impressive to them, but some of them also might conceive this as a threat to their job. What's your take on that?
I'm really glad you asked that question, because honestly, that is a question that comes up all the time. And if I was being genuine, that was a question that came up for myself as well. And my own colleagues is like, is AI going to take my job? What does this mean for what we're doing? And when you think of it like that, is like, is this going to replace me? You have to also think about every other shift in technology. Has it really been a replacement, or has it been something that can augment your job? And can you use it as a collaboration and new means for creating? And that is where Typeface really believes, and what I believe as a marketer as well. And the reason why I joined this company is AI as a tool can be used really as a collaborator. And there's been a term been throwing out, everybody's using it as a co-pilot. But what it really means is, how can you figure out in your workflow the places where it can supercharge it or augment it? How do you go start it good when you are doing content and really collaborate with AI and your team members to get to exceptional content and remove the barriers to getting there and remove the steps? That is what AI can really do. And when we talk to marketers, when the aha moment comes from them and when they get really excited is when they look at their workflow and see the places where they can use AI to augment it and to like amplify their work. So an example of that is, how can I actually reuse content and take existing content to create net new content? Like take this podcast recording, for instance, mm-hmm. transform that into a whole different blog post or thought leadership story that would in significantly less time than it was previously possible, or optimize it for social channels very quickly, something that would create so much work. So if you can put content as the starting point, what else can you do? And that's where it gets really exciting as a marketer, because you're no longer thinking in constraints. You're thinking in like, how can I be more creative and how can I do more?